yogis. When I first saw pictures in books of yogis sitting cross-legged in the woods in the forests of India, something would make me look twice. I'd notice their faces, and it wasn't the face of a man wasting time. It was the face of a man holding something that I not only wanted, but I didn't know about. I was drawn to it. There was such a presence of power and dignity and an absence of fear. Many of their countenances held playfulness or love or power and strength. That made me think that enlightenment must be something real, even though I didn't know what it was. I figured the only way to try for it was to start diving within and see what unfolded, because I knew that wasn't going to happen with life on the surface in L.A.